we need to review, and then hopefully we can approve those, and then we'll go directly into our agenda for tonight. And you, if you haven't been here before, we usually, our secretary, Susan French, will read out the particular application, and after which we'll ask you as the applicant just to come over to the this podium here that actually has a built-in speaker and give your name and address, and then you can say whatever you have to say or nothing, and then we may ask some questions. So thank you for being here, and I'll go ahead and see if our commissioners are ready to make a motion on the minutes for August.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion on our minutes for our work session and general session on August the 5th, 2014.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, motion carries, and we'll proceed in with our new business, I guess it is, okay. This time.
All of our applications tonight are for the Historic Overlay District. If you notice in your agenda packet, there were lots of administrative approvals, but it has been 2 months, so you might want to look through those at some point. Not tonight, but whenever. So if you have questions, let us know. All right, this first one is application number 15-013. The applicant is David Stinson. The location is 560 Newberry Street Southwest. The applicant is requesting approval for a 5-foot by 15-foot addition on the rear of the house to enlarge the kitchen and bath. The roof for the addition will be an extension of the existing kitchen shed roof. An exterior door and a glass block window will be located on the south side of the extension in the same approximate location as those on the side of the house now. Siding will be hardy board to match some on the house. Roof will be metal to match, and foundation piers, David, correct me if I'm wrong, will be block painted like the house. Is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I guessed. Although this addition is barely visible from the right-of-way, approval is required by the board because it's a contributing property. And also to let you know that he is here after obtaining a variance from the Board of Zoning Appeals at its meeting on September 23rd for a side setback of 24.1 feet instead of the 25 required. 11 inches. Okay, that's it.
Okay, that's it. And then, of course, I think you went on to say this is abnormally wide.
Yes.
Because of the district that it's in.
Yes.
It normally would be about 10 feet. And I think we have our applicant here tonight. If he would come forward and give us your name for the record, please, David.
David Stinson, 560 Newberry Street.
Okay, thank you. Do you all have any questions of Mr. Stinson? The addition is barely visible, but technically you could just might catch a glimpse of the corner.
If you drove fast enough, you wouldn't even see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I should just point out, because I think it's important in the design review district, I was being thorough in mentioning the glass brick window that will come in. Mm-hmm. It will be so tucked in that corner, there really is no place to see it from the street. So that is not a modernization or something. That's something that would be visible. All the materials are going to be exactly the same for the roof, exactly the same for the siding. Mm-hmm. The door is going to be the same except for no dog door in it. Everything's going to be pretty much exactly what you see now except 5 feet wider on the side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
David, why do you need the addition?
Because I got tired of going out to my garage to do laundry.
That's a good reason.
So it looks like you're going to lose that window in the corner that was on the original part of the house.
Let's see. Hold on. Yes, that will be covered now, but that, again, is not a
not visible.
But right. That faces away from the street. But yes, that will...
What is that?
It might stay, but it will be now...
Inside.
Yeah, it'll be inside.
Inside the house, right.
And now, is that a bedroom, or is that a...
On the left... Where it has the one blank wall and then that single window in the corner, that's the living room.
Oh, that's the living room.
And then where you have the lowest roof that will just be extended out, mm-hmm. that's the kitchen and the bathroom.
You don't need a window on the woods side, that blank wall. You don't need a window on that.
No, and that's where the chimney, you can't see it because of the tree leaves in the way, but that's the chimney wall, so that's one reason that was always... Mm-hmm. Never had a window, and the other side has big windows. So
okay,
on your right.
I figured if you needed it, this was the time. Okay.
Are you going to continue that same pitch off that shed?
Yes, and actually, what we'll do is it'll step down a little to account for that lowered angle. The room will actually step down at that point, just a little bit. And it'll just be sort of a pantry, mudroom, laundry area. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions?
And I promise I won't have all those plastic boxes out there once I build this.
But to kick that runner out.
Yeah. Thank you, David. And we'll see if anyone else has anything they want to add with regard to this. And if not, I'll call for a motion on this, and then we can discuss it some more.
Mr. Chairman, relative to application 15-013, I recommend that we approve it as submitted. It does not violate any of our restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second.
Okay, have a motion second. Any discussion? Okay. It appears that addition, that kitchen was already an addition, and most likely, and it's really just an addition to the addition and very hidden from the street. Okay, well, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving this application as submitted, please raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved.
Thank you.
Okay, our next application is application number 15-016. This is Mike and Lydia Kleiman, 312 D Lawrence Street Southwest. The applicants are requesting approval to replace 6 wood windows on the condo at 312 D Lawrence Street, which is in Rosebank Condominiums, to solid vinyl Vista double hung windows with grids between the glass to mimic the muttons and the original windows. And I did point out here that we've had at least 2 other owners in that complex who have received approval for replacement windows from the board, mm-hmm. and they've been vinyl. Just wanted to point that out so you'll know what you've done before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Would you come forward, please?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just give us your name.
Michael Kleiman, 312 D Lawrence Street.
All right, thank you. Anything you need to add here?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Huh? Yeah. I'll ask. The color will be brown like they are now. Then.
Our building is not brown. Our building is like a cream color.
Oh, is it? Okay.
There's a picture in your packet.
Yeah. Okay.
They're the unit perpendicular to Lawrence Street,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I realize you had a different roof. You have the roof that the other folks are proposing, I believe. Isn't that right, Susan?
I'm sorry. What?
He has a little bit.
He has the pitched roof.
Yeah. On the top.
Because mm-hmm. two of the other buildings are trying to do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the roof. That, I think it's 316 Lawrence, I believe.
Yeah.
What you're referring to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a flat roof now, I guess.
Yes, just flat.
But yours, I didn't realize you had cream color, but it'll match your existing trim.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The windows are white.
No. White.
Okay.
bids are white. The outside is cream color.
Yes.
To match what's there now.
Right. It'll be pretty much replacement. The color will...
Yeah. It's going to look the same as what it is now, only a lot newer.
Okay.
And hopefully function a lot easier.
I hope. Good. Any other questions? No. Okay. I think we're familiar with the windows, and I just had that one question. We'll ask if any others... Thank you for coming forward. And anyone else wish to comment on these window replacements in the condominiums? All right. Would you all like to make a motion, someone? Ben?
I'll make a motion that we approve the applicant as written.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Any further discussion?
You know, I'm not in favor of grids in between the glass, but this is not a contributing property, and I just don't, you know, I don't think this pertains to this
building. Right, and I think maybe the other grids are like that, too, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the ones over there now.
I don't have a problem with it.
They don't fall out.
That's true.
Okay, all right, well, good. Well, we have the motion and the second, and all in favor of this application, raise your right hand, okay?
We do appreciate you guys coming in, because I know it's not historic and everybody's like, and it's like you just have the very supreme luck of being in the historic district.
We already
Sorry about that.
That's right.
Good thing they're right color.
Okay. Oh, God. Already ordered.
Yeah.
Okay. So, ready to move? Ready to move on?
We are. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is application 15-017. The applicant is Lynn Cherry. The owner is Joanna Sampson and her husband. I probably should have written both of them, but I just said Joanna. And the address is 505 Colleton Avenue Southeast. The applicant's requesting approval to remove the aluminum siding first on the east towards the rear of the lot and north, which is the Colleton Avenue side of the house. Removal of a section of old siding indicated there was rotten wood beneath. The applicant has stated that unless more than 50% of the exposed wood is rotten, the wood will be repaired, replaced, and painted. If it's more than 50%, hardy board is requested for the replacement. And we do have, each of you have new photos that were sent in by Lynn and Tom, and they will show you what happened maybe Friday and yesterday. They went ahead and pulled down
the front. We took the front off. We knew we had a problem with the left-hand side when we were redoing the bathroom this summer. We opened up the walls, the 2x4s that were holding the house up. You could take your hand and pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew we had a leak in the aluminum siding, which has probably, I'm guessing, been there for 40 years. So we knew we had a problem there. The dining room below that same room, all the whole side of the house had to be replaced from the inside because it had rotted. So then it was, okay, where do we go from here with this? So Monday, we took the front of the aluminum siding off the house to find out that we had about 50% rot, parts of the house, because the Colleton Street house, the front porch, it was an addition probably 25 years ago. Lonnie Garvin did it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the front entrance originally.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it all came off, what wasn't rotten had just been filled in with double layers of plywood and then covered back up with aluminum siding.
Mm-hmm.
Today we moved to the east side to find out we were in the same problem there. We still haven't gotten to the area of where the actual dining room is, where we know our worst problem is. So what we've done so far is we also had no insulation, so we've insulated it, plywooded it up, tie-backed it up, just to seal it up, till we came here to decide what was going to be the final exterior of the house.
Mm-hmm.
What we're also doing is we're saving all the original window casings, where they've just gone in there when they put the aluminum siding up and covered up all the original window cases. Because they're 3.5 inches thick, they just chiseled out the corners. rather than do something to them. But they're all very pretty. So I'm just going to put a square block in to fill that out. So it makes a minor, simple little 1/8 reveal when it's finished. So that I can save what is savable, which are really the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday when I emailed all the pictures to the homeowner, they said, take the whole house off. So what I'm actually requesting is to do it all now, not just the side that we know is the bad side, which is the shady side of the house where there is close to a 200-year-old oak tree. And my thing with the hardy plank is I have so much shade there that if I put wood back on it, I'm going to have the same problem that they have with the bay windows now. Every 2 or 3 years, you're replacing them because there's no sun on that side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It just rots.
Yeah.
Where we stand now at the moment is the front's gone. It's semi-repaired. And we want to continue all the way around. And we're really requesting using the... There's a newer version of hardy plank called Artisan. And it's the 5/8 of an inch thick Artisan. And when you connect one board and one board this way, it's tongue and groove. So your problem with hardy plank is as you extend longer and longer, it tends to bow finished. So when you tongue and groove this together, it all stays in place. And because it's thicker, it gives you the more, a better example of it looking to be a real piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
So that is basically my request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I sure am glad you all started taking aluminum siding off.
Well,
I don't know why. Were you doing that because you had suspicions?
We knew we had it because what we did is when we did this bathroom upstairs that kept having this stupid leak on the dining room ceiling. Well, the bathroom was never used. So we knew the leak had to come from somewhere. So we replaced the dining room ceiling. So finally she said, heck with it. Just replace the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the exterior wall out of the bathroom to find out everything there was totally rotten. And had leaked down behind aluminum siding, and the LBL, which was original to the house, which was about 18 inches thick, it was totally rotten on the floor below. So an entire house that was finished, those walls had to come out, be rebuilt, and then, you know, the wall trim molding put back up, the crown molding put back up, new wallpaper put back up. So we knew we had a major problem, and that is the shady side of this house.
Mm-hmm.
So then we decided, okay, let's open up the can of worms and find out what we do have.
Yeah, and it's so pervasive, it makes me think that the siding is containing the condensation from the warm air in the wintertime, probably, that gets trapped. I don't know.
I don't know if you know, this house was half the size of this in the 30s. And the Post family doubled the size of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from the back addition to the top front addition, the roof's one's this much lower than the other. Mm-hmm. Well, when they came along with aluminum siding, they went slap this piece in. Well, there was a hole there.
All the way around?
No. And I don't know how much all the way around, but I haven't gotten to it all yet. So the rain for the last 40 years, or however long that siding's been there, has just went right down the side of that siding, right onto the clapboard.
Yeah.
And has...
I think we're going to keep your photographs, okay, for future reference, especially some that are, where you're in the process of pulling things off, because I think it would be helpful to know what caused it. There's probably... I've always suspected that all these houses that are wrapped up in...
And in the left-hand corner of the front, the whole top beam was totally rotten.
Yeah. But now you think that it leaks. It does. It's a place where there's...
Well,
a lot
I think
of
it came from
leak,
but then I'll agree with you. A lot of it is just from 40 years of condensation being underneath it.
Yeah.
And, there's no insulation. There's nothing in there, from the inside.
There wasn't a vapor barrier inside, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
you know, as of yesterday, I mean, in one of the photographs, it'll show you, I mean, the backside of the plaster is all showing. There's nothing.
Did the aluminum siding have any kind of a back barrier inside it? Because that would have caused a problem.
Nothing. Okay. Just plain little aluminum siding.
It's a good thing you started taking it off.
And then, like I said, when I sent them the photograph, she said, let's not do the left hand side, let's just do the whole house.
Okay. Well, do y'all have other questions? It's still kind of at that state that we're seeing now.
The
request is to do all the siding on the house.
The request is to replace it all. Yes. Now, that's what you see in your photograph is the part I wanted to take apart to let you see where we were. DB2, I can continue with more photographs and bring them to Susan as we go around the house. But our main concern is if we have to go back with wood, is we have so much shade there that we're going to just continually have a rot problem. Mm-hmm. But if that's what I have to have, that's what I have to have. I do understand we have a contributing house, and it is what it is. And it's totally restored on the inside from top to bottom, and we're willing to do whatever we need to do. We would just like to use the best product available to make it last another 100 years.
Mm-hmm. We've got some. You're familiar with our guidelines, but it has some pretty specific, you know, criteria for when you won't approve it.
Right.
And it's when it defaces existing trim, and that sounds like you're trying to address that with the maintaining the original window casing. And it doesn't like a wood grain pattern. I don't know what this.
Right, it's smooth.
Yeah, that's right. Some of those try to look like wood, and they don't.
No, we need smooth. And
yeah, and the other part is that sometimes hardy is not very thick, so you see the lap is.
Actually, this product is about double the price of the regular, only because you're paying for the thickness and that you guarantee from board to board you have a tight joint.
Yeah. And the butt joint is...
The butt joint is tongue and groove, so it slides in. So if you don't really have a place to nail, you've got a tongue and groove lock.
Bottom of it, yeah.
Yeah, keeps the tooth from going.
Yeah, I wish we had a piece of it to look at, but I think you've got that's a good description of it, and it does make a difference if it's thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions that pretty clear?
Do you think it's just the siding that you're having the problems with on the outside, or any windows have rotted out, or?
So far, I don't really have any rotten windows, and I've taken the front off and 30% of the left hand side. What they did is they took the aluminum siding up over the window casings and didn't let any of them show. You know, what they did is when they got to the bottom where the reveal would be, they just cut the corners off and slapped the siding up over it. So I have a gap there, and I can just fill it in with a block to level it all out and make it look like, no, I'm not going to put a round medallion on it because it's not in character with the house we have. Just a simple block to fill in that gap. What they did is they sawed it this way, and then they took the chisel and just knocked it off. So I need to just take the sander, sand it smooth, and fill that gap in.
Mm-hmm. You know, that house is
it's pictured
in our page 55. it's been on there a long time because it's mentioning the fact that it had been painted. The aluminum siding had been painted.
Molly Gray painted it when they owned it, the color that it is now, and then. You know, originally the house was white, and we're going back to a classic white house. As Joanne had mentioned to me, why don't we have it yellow? I said, you do not own a cottage. You own an imported house. Imported houses were white. She said, you and Tom make the decision. Paint it whatever color you feel like it should be.
So we need to add that to our motion then. Since it's new siding... The color needs to
be. Since it's new, we need to designate the color.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, good. Well, thank you for the photos and also for...
And, by the way, all the original shutters will go back on it. We're taking them down as we go, but we have them all, and they've all already been restored. So
right now, are you planning on using the hardy plank all the way around?
All the way around the house. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever I'm told to do here tonight. None of it's ordered until I get an answer. I'm just getting the house there tight as I go.
Okay. All righty, thank you.
And may I, sorry to say, but that what I gave you will be Exhibit C. To be added to.
Exhibit C.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Any other folks want to speak with regard to this? There's hardly anything to say, I don't think. But move forward, in my opinion. But let's go ahead and then, and why don't you guys make a motion, and we'll discuss a little bit further if need be. All right.
I'd like to make a motion that application 15-017 be approved with the amendment that the siding be replaced over the entire house and that the color be white.
And it will, and it, and now we know it's going to be hardy board, and
the hardy siding
will be the 5/8
inch hardy siding.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Smooth. Smooth finish.
Artisan.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Second.
And we have a second. All right. Any discussion here? This is really an educational process, I think, that we need to document and in the future when people want to put...
Have we allowed this before?
Have them to add it?
No, have we allowed the hardy...
Oh, to replace it?
Is the Duke's house,
we've replaced any. We've approved some new homes in the historic district with it. Duke's.
They did theirs.
They got approval.
That was it.
I think they did.
That comparable to this.
They went from wood to the hardy board.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, straight to.
Across the street, got it approved. Also, they had an addition on the back of their house.
Mm-hmm.
Standard
there. Uh-huh.
Brick house, and they did all.
Yeah, and one advantage it has, it's most likely it's already primed, and even if it weren't, it'll hold paint better than wood.
You know, if we were restoring the house and it was a matter of maintenance, you know, where you need to scrape it good, maybe patch a piece of wood here or something like that, I'd say, well, let's go back with wood. But I'll be honest with you, to the extent this house is damaged already, I think we're trying to save it. And I agree with Lynn, when you're trying to save a house, you need to go with the best product you can. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know that I'll always feel that way, but I do feel that way about this project.
Well,
yeah.
I have two homeowners that just kind of are very particular and are very much in love with their old house.
Mm-hmm.
And their concept is, I'm going to do something, I want to do the best I can do.
Yeah. Well, I've always told people that when they come in here and they've got siding on a house and they want to replace a window or something, I've sort of joked and said, we'll give you extra credit if you'll take siding off. This is a good reason to consider taking siding back off, and then we can compromise with, you know, with the replacement siding,
right?
I think, in this case, certainly.
If you get surprised and find the wood on the other sides of the house okay, are you going to...
If I can save it, I will. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's our intent, was to do whichever it needed.
I think we probably need that in our motion then.
Mm-hmm. Unless he finds, is that okay then, Josh?
Yeah, but how are we going to define that?
Well, if he finds a portion, he would just leave that wood in place, I think.
So they would mix
Yeah, I think if it's 5/8, now that could be if it's difficult to make.
You have to do that whole section of the wall to make.
Yeah, it would be difficult if you had a corner.
Yeah,
a corner would be different materials.
But it does help. If it's you mean it? I think it'll have to be a corner. Yeah, I think it'll have to
break it on the corner.
Yeah.
If I end up with one section that's like this, I'm not going to save that.
No.
When I've got 30,
that's what I'm saying.
It's got to be replaced.
Right. Yeah. If it's a little section,
it's not going to work together.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather they replace that and make it all the same.
I feel like our goals are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So do I need to amend it, or are we leaving it the way it was?
Leave it alone.
Yeah, I think we leave it.
Yeah, we're going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Unless he finds the whole side of it okay or something.
That's what I mean. If he's got to repair 2% of one side, I can't see him ripping it all off.
Yeah, but I think he's got the approval to do what he needs to do, and if he doesn't have to do it, then he won't do it.
That's fine.
We don't need that. Mm-hmm. We need that motion.
Okay. Any other discussion? Now, we did have a motion.
And a second.
And a second.
Second.
And we didn't amend it. So.
Okay. All right. All in favor of the application now, which is modified to more or less replace all of the exterior siding with a hardy board, artisan, I guess, thick material. Raise your right hand. Okay. All righty. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Our next application is number 15-018. The applicants are Judith Cato and Amanda Bryan, and the location is 1129 South Boundary Southeast. The applicants are requesting approval for the demolition of the house at 1129 South Boundary because it has no redeeming historic attributes, and that's the applicant's words. After visits from two builders, it was determined that the cost of rehabilitation far outweighs construction costs for a new cottage. The structure includes one bedroom and one bath. It has no insulation, has asbestos siding, and was very poorly constructed. Photographs show the interior and exterior condition of the house and also the rear barn. The lot is 0.3 acres. Originally, the house was purchased as a potential home for one of the applicants. When that did not occur, the house was listed for sale. It was also rented at well below what is considered normal, with only one low-dollar offer, which was not approved by a lending institution. The applicants are at a loss. They will continue to try to sell, but believe the option for demolition is needed. They found cottage plans similar to the new construction on Williamsburg Street, which would be suitable and fit on the lot. So that's that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have the applicant here tonight. Good. Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Judith Cato, and I live at 622 Magnolia Street, Southeast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think this house has been before us for something. I don't remember what. Is that correct?
Before her time.
Well, it was before my time, and actually the neighbor bought the house and cut off part of the lot and put it included it in her property. That was Annie Pisano.
The barn, maybe.
No, it wasn't the barn. It was just part of the property.
Okay. Because I remember being concerned about the height of the floor to the ground. Somehow I ended up looking at it once before,
Got a very low. I mean, it doesn't have a sufficient crawl space. That's for sure.
No.
But I think that's why she came to cut that piece of property off and add it to her property, and then she put it back on the market during the height of things, and it remained on the market for a couple of years and didn't sell, and then I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Missy Hallingworth's old house.
Missy, yes, it's Missy's old house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've done a good job of documenting the issues with it, and then I stopped by and looked at it. It's because I remembered something about the floor being so low, doesn't meet code, obviously, like that. And the roof, I think the framing seems to wave some. I don't, probably in anything but 2x4 framing up there. And I understand the issue. You'd almost have to rebuild the whole thing from ground up. But do y'all have questions about it? Go ahead.
That's my ignorance is the question. So I don't know if you can answer the question right, but if you're talking about completely demolishing the house and starting over, right?
Right.
Don't you have to adhere to modern setbacks when you do that?
Yes.
Start back over. Are you concerned about fitting a house on that lot?
I think it can be done. I think I'd have to go back and put probably a 2-story house on the lot.
You'll need 10 feet on. We're not in an RSS.
10 feet and 20 feet. Because she's got two front yards,
yeah.
Basically.
I mean, that's not our. I mean, it's a good question. I wondered about that, too.
And she also has an easement.
Assume y'all knew what you were doing. I think if you push the house back.
You'll see it right there.
Probably. And you can always get variances, too.
Mm-hmm. Plus a right of way.
Yeah, it looks like it does have 5'9" on one side, so you just need another. 4.1 feet.
Now, you're talking about tearing down the garage, too?
Yes.
Yeah, I think. And then you've got a 20% in the back, probably. 20% of the depth. So it looks like it, just because it widens in the back, it probably could work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you think you've got? I think we're familiar. This is part of the other question we would have: is that we have to now evaluate the proposed new structure. We understood you had seen the house. What's the street it's on?
Williamsburg.
Yeah, the new house going up there.
Betty Stevens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure that'll exactly fit, but...
Well, the garage is not necessary.
Yeah,
And, you know, I think it can be modified.
But the style would be appropriate, certainly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do y'all have any other... Ben, that answer your question then? I think it's a good question.
It's a cute little house. I understand all the problems you have with it, you know, and I don't know that I would have a different solution than you do. Mm-hmm. I've always thought it was a cute little house, you know, kind of tucked in, pretty compact into that lot.
Have you ever been in the house?
I have not.
I have.
Not so cute.
Not so cute.
And you're talking about the new construction on Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't really.
That's a Bluffton house. That's one of the Bluffton. There's that plan that always gets repeated.
I don't know.
It's a Moser.
There's a name for it.
It's a Moser plan, I believe.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
I hadn't really looked at that house very closely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, if worst came to worst, you could probably get approval to rebuild it exactly on that footprint, and just because of the deteriorated condition, you were rebuilding the same house in new materials.
Well, that'd
be a worst case.
But that's not, you know, I mean, I would be willing to consider something like that.
Yeah. That would be, if you wanted to kind of maintain the house and get it up off the ground like it's supposed to be, that's another way you could do it. And I would think that even if I had to go for a variance, they would understand that. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got... you've responded adequately as far as thinking through what goes there. You're not going to put a pizza place or
no,
and paint it.
No.
Okay. All righty. Anybody else? Oh, I'll ask if others have questions here. And thank you.
Thank you.
We understand your problem. Okay. I don't see any. Would y'all like to make a motion? I would include some of the issues that have been identified with the house in the motion.
I'll make a motion that application 15-018 be approved, having the owner having stated that they had plans for reconstruction of a cottage of some type that would most likely be acceptable.
Mm-hmm. And that it the elevation of the floor off of the ground and the lack of insulation and the integrity of the roof, I think, is an issue too. Yeah. Okay, you got that. Okay, now we got a second. Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, looks like we've got an abstention.
We'll vote against.
Okay. Okay. What do we got? The least, did you vote?
I did.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Right around here. Okay, and all
opposed? I would have told you, Rob.
All opposed?
We had a discussion.
Yeah,
we didn't have a discussion.
We didn't?
No.
I thought he said, did y'all want to discuss
it? I said, do y'all want to?
Yeah, he was looking down here, but he said, do y'all want to discuss it?
You want to discuss it some more? Did you want to buy it, Ben?
No, I didn't want to buy it. I think it's a problem. You know, looking at the pictures, I think there's a lot of problems in there. I just, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that a two-story cottage replacement would look appropriate in there. And mm-hmm. if the house is from the 1920s, I'm not sure. Do we know how old the house is?
No, I don't have documentation.
There's not a lot of redeeming features that I can see in the photographs. But mm-hmm. I think I would, before I voted in favor of a demolition, I would want to know what's going back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
well, I had that question earlier.
You've got a majority rule, so you don't need
I had that question. I think it's a legitimate question, and I think that, but you're voting no, and we understand.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would say, because we kind of go back and forth on this little, just know that whatever is chosen to go back on the lot will come before you.
Yeah, it'll have to be approved.
Okay. Good. So right. That, mm-hmm. I mean, that may not be the be-all and the end-all, but we at least have that to
go
back on.
Yeah, all we require is that they state some intent to do something with the property.
Yeah.
We can't hold them to what they state here mm-hmm. at the demolition.
Mm-hmm. Right. We really don't have a way to make them rebuild.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm digressing, but the way the ordinance used to be written is we couldn't look at what they were going to
right.
Do.
Right. I remember.
Yeah. So, okay. I think we've got the vote now, Paula, and it's one against and five for. All right. Good. That's approved then. But remember to come back before we start rebuilding.
We've got a little bit of a problem. Our next applicant's not here.
She may be locked out.
Locked out?
Oh, was
the doors are locked out.
Wow.
Okay. Well, somebody needs to go check.
You want me to go check it?
We got in.
Because somebody was going out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oops. Well, we do need to check on that then.
And we saw a team earlier, and she was on her
way. Oh, so you know her. Okay. Good. Thank you.
We were intended
here. Okay.
In your city.
Let's see if we can do that.
Okay. It might be
sort
of the last.
I'm not sure what she wanted to do, though.
Yeah.
So I just started showing.
Time on the board.
A timer?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be locked yet. But the thing is screwed up. No, and it should not have been set that way. I mean, that early.
Who said that?
Bill, the custodian. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he shouldn't have done that. Trying to take care of two buildings is a little much.
Yeah.
Now we have two, you know, the one on Lawrence.
Right.
So, by my hand. So let's see if we can get her up here.
Do Do you have a phone number?
I do in my office, and I can go call her if she's not down there. But we're not supposed to.
We'll see.
Well, we can if somebody's.
I was about to say it.
They went down, and I waited for them to check, and they would dial up and said there's nobody out there.
Well,
I think you ought to call.
Hey, phone number's on the second page.
I don't have my phone with me. Somebody else want to call?
I have my phone.
It looks like it's too well.
This is not the one they usually use. You remember the 914 number?
Yes.
914-262-7550.
And her next meeting would be November.
The next meeting is November.
Yeah. Oh, here she comes.
Oh. All right. She better be running.
I think that assistance thing.
Excuse me.
I think that assistance thing. If we're causing the problem, we can assist you.
I agree.
Getting in the building.
Yeah. Hey there. Here you are.
Sorry. About
were you locked down?
Locked down? Yes. Okay.
All right. We were going to send a deputy out to find you, but you I think we're ready to read your application. Yeah, this is good timing. You made it.
Yeah.
And
almost didn't. Yeah. Well, I told you, you never can tell. That's right. Okay, this is application number 15-019. David and Laura Callahan, better known as Tink. Location 704 Hain Avenue Southwest. Mm-hmm. The applicants are requesting approval to relocate some existing privacy fencing and to construct new privacy fencing to enclose a small rectangle of land between Chafee Lane and the existing fence on their property. This small section of the lot at 704 Hain will allow a rear entrance to the property and additional gardening area. The 8-foot-tall painted wood privacy fencing will be located immediately to the west of the Cumbie Center. And along Chafee Lane, there will be 6-foot-tall privacy gates to match the design of the other fencing, and it will be between two existing concrete columns. So all fencing will be painted white.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right, good. And if you'd come forward, please, and I think you've done this before, if you just give us your name, and that will record your name in the record.
Tank Callahan.
Okay, and you live on?
704 Hain Avenue.
Okay, good. I'm glad you made it. Sorry for the inconvenience. There's a ladder on the back. You can scale up to those windows next time if you need. Yeah, I'm sorry. We got to correct that. This has been a very odd situation that I became aware of when I was looking at the Cumbie Center building several years ago, where this is your property, but it's actually sort of partitioned off as if it belongs to the Cumbie Center.
Yes.
But it's actually legally part of your lot. And it sounds like you're going to make an actual driveway or just a gate?
Driveway or garden, we hadn't quite decided.
Okay.
It kind of started with a letter from the Cumbie Center, which was surprising to us because the Cumbie Center had always maintained that property. They mowed it, they trimmed it. Even during the storm this last winter, they cleaned up a tree that went down across
that
property.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we got a letter from the Cumbie Center saying, gee, you have to clean up your back alley, it's getting overgrown, and then we got another letter from the town, that was from Phil.
Phil Miller.
Yeah. Saying it's overgrown, we were like, whoa, really? We've never maintained that area, and we were fine with the Cumbie Center using it because I guess they had like families or little children that might want to go out and back and play. And we were okay with that, but if two parties were making an issue about it, we couldn't ask our landscapers to load up all their stuff, go around the block, and take care of it. So by opening this section and running the fence along the back of the Combi Center, we're opening it to our property, and then our landscapers and our workers and stuff, and me, or I, can get in there and, you know, landscape it and take care of it and clean it up.
Right, and you have one driveway off of the side street, it looks like.
Lancaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess we have another one on Chaffee.
Okay. All right. Well, you all understand the situation. There's a little bit of fencing that's going to possibly be relocated, and then gates. Let's see. And the gate will be similar to your other gates then.
Well, we're thinking about doing another wooden gate, but we actually own a really beautiful iron gate that we might try to retrofit in there. Mm-hmm. We're not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
is it similar to some of the ironwork you have?
No, it's less, and it's authentically antique.
Okay.
It's actually more in keeping with the early years of our historical property.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to run the fence, continue the fence down the side of your property all the way through to Chaffee or not? Because it looks like it's just, and it might already be there.
You mean separating Sharon Brown's property from ours?
Right, if that's who lives there.
Yeah, she has that fence continuing from the fence that's between our yards going all the way down
all the way
to
Chaffee, okay.
And I believe that's 6 foot.
Okay, and so it's just, it wasn't shown in this photo, and the way it was kind of dotted in, it was
right.
Little.
Mm-hmm.
But I think is that not a photograph of it? Do we see?
Oh, I see. Yes, there is. That's incorrect. That must be an old photo.
Yeah.
Yes, that does continue.
Okay.
All the way to Chaffee. In fact, I don't think all her fencing is in that photo at all.
I didn't know where that came. What is that?
That's the back of Tink's yard.
And looks like
this last picture in the package. That's your existing 8-foot fence.
Right back here.
Right, Tink?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got you. That's not the one that we're talking about, the common privacy fence between.
The common privacy fence is this white picture in the back. That's the last page.
Oh. Well, that's the one I was asking about.
So he's going to continue.
But where it hits in back of the Combi Center is brown.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And Miss Brown has been talking about fixing it. Now, the second to the last picture, which is the back of the Combi Garage, it's that woven fence and the telephone pole. Right around where that telephone pole is the lot line.
Okay.
So that's where we're talking about turning the 8-foot fence down the property line.
And coming forward.
And you're either going to put the fence across Chaffee or you're going to put a gate across Chaffee?
Gate.
A gate for sure.
For sure.
Okay.
We're not putting a fence.
And we're just not so sure. Maybe we could, in the motion, have, if it's not wooden and it has, and it's a particular design, we could probably have an administrative review.
I was thinking about, I don't know if this would be permitted, the new fencings that are out there, the PVC ones are atrocious. The white PVC are atrocious. They're shiny. And they don't look like wood at all. And I think, you know, people in the historical district were talking about it, and I said, don't even go there with the design review board. However, there is a brown fencing that looks like wood. And it doesn't look unlike all of this wood that's weathered.
You're saying now on the Combi side.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of considering maybe I would do that composite that does look like wood. I mean, I'm a real picky person, so if it doesn't look like wood, I wouldn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it looks like wood and it would last a little bit longer, that might be a better investment. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to look to you to approve it.
And we would need to see it, but we might could have a provision to do it administratively.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the main issue with you being here tonight is the height of the fence. You know, now...
Not the material.
Well, you may have... I mean, if you had applied for this material, you may have been sent to the board anyway. But I'm just saying, with this application...
Oh, okay.
...the reason you're here, I think they would have approved a 6-foot fence administratively.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's above what's allowed in the zoning ordinance, you have to come to the board.
Mm-hmm. Well, 8-foot is what we have now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I would want to continue the 8-foot behind the Combi Center is not just privacy, but they have back doors and stoops and that you have to go up the stairs to get to their back door. So putting a 6-foot fence, it's like, with it being as close as it is to the Combi Center, it's like not even existent. It's like a 4-foot fence or a, mm-hmm. a 3.5-foot fence. So...
Yeah.
I mean,
and about a rear fence, a lot of rear fences are 8.
So this would be a rear fence at the back of the Hobby Center.
Yeah. I think if you, when we get to around the motion part, then we could have a provision where you bring in an example of whatever you want to do. And we'll approve height, you know, presumably.
So the height is approved.
Well, we got to make a motion to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the main thing, though. Commission has to review since it's not the ordinance doesn't automatically allow you to do that. 8-foot.
So you're going to approve this application and then add something to it about if another material is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And it says painted wood privacy will be okay. Maybe for the rest, we might have to just, if y'all are going to allow it, you could say, or possibly a substitute material, artificial material. And it is in a pretty invisible location back there. And what's there now is a woven wood thing, which doesn't really fit in either.
Mm-hmm. Well, this will cover that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah. Especially if it's 8 feet.
Okay, and this stuff is at Lowe's or somewhere.
I think it's both at Lowe's and Home Depot.
And
it is the it is the privacy fence, like the shadow box.
Yeah.
And I think that Sharon Brown was actually considering it at one point. The brown composites look like wood.
But it's not painted. It's just that's just the color it is.
Kind of gray and brown.
Okay.
Kind of gray and brown striated. Kind of, it looks like wood.
Yeah.
And we were just thinking, in the interest of not having the upkeep over a period of time, maybe that would be worth the investment.
Okay. Now we'll clarify if you can't. Don't mind. We'll beat this horse a little bit more. But that would be we understand the privacy fence between Combi Center and telephone pole and running to your
right.
property from Chafee.
Right.
Then the one going across, though...
We're going to leave that.
That's there and done.
You mean the one on our property that's white?
That's right. That one...
Yeah, we're just leaving that until it falls down, like we did our picket
fence. Well, it says existing fence to be relocated.
Yeah, because I thought you were going to make the turn with your existing fence.
No, we're going to throw that in the garbage.
Seriously.
It's 8 feet of, and it's starting to deteriorate.
This stuff right here?
This white stuff.
But do you just need to come back to us when you decide what you want to do?
Well, you're going to approve white wood right now, and then if I decide to go with the white, with the gray-brown composite, I'll
come back.
Is that okay?
But if we have a white wood and you change your mind, you're going to have to come back.
Right.
Next month.
Understand. That's fair enough.
Yeah. You can look. And you can think.
And price compare. It just dawned on me in the last 2 days. I thought, gee, maybe we'd be making a mistake. But
also for your design of your gate, if you're going to, which are you going to do for your gate? Is it going to be wood? Is it going to be composite? Is it going to be wrought iron?
Oh, it's either, yeah, right.
You know.
We could make a motion to
continue
it, is the word, to the next month too, if you want.
Well, can we approve the white wood, 8 foot down to 6 foot, and then if I alter that, I'll come back?
I guess so.
Well, right now you've got a board and batten design.
That's not mine.
Okay.
You mean that woven thing?
No, not the woven one.
The shadow box, sort of. Oh, that's shadow box.
Yeah, that's right, shadow box. Thank you. I'm sorry, I misspoke. And so are you planning on keeping that same design?
Yes.
Okay. So you're just talking about what materials...
Right.
Okay. I just, from your conversation, it sounded like you were going to make the two fences look unlike, the existing fence and the new fence.
Well, if they're not alike, it'll be around the corner. Mm-hmm. Like, the composite fence would be behind the Combi Center, and from our backyard, you'd see white fencing.
Right.
But then when you get into the alley, it looks like gray weathered wood, which in fact is what Sharon Brown's fence looks like on the other side of the alley.
Mm-hmm.
Her fence on the other side of the alley is 6 foot brown weathered wood.
Right.
So both sides of the alley would look the same.
Right. I can see that.
So
both sides of the, when you say the alley, you mean your...
That little alley behind the Combi Center.
This alley we're talking about
right
here, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So that brown stuff's already over on the...
It's on the other side. It's 6 foot on the other side.
I think if we can make a motion that allows you some latitude, I think that'd be better than having a whole other application that undoes this application next time. I think that's going to be really confusing to keep track of, and I'd rather it give you some flexibility. If the commission agrees, and it sounds like it's you're going to leave the fence at the end alone. I don't know why it says to be relocated. That was
because that's what she told me she was going to.
Okay,
leave.
So we're going to leave the one that when I look down this your private alley, I'll see that shadow box fencing that's white, and that's
it'll either be white or brown. When you look down the alley from Chaffee,
so he saw it from your backyard.
When you are on Chaffee and you're looking through the opening, you'll see Sharon Brown's brown gray 6 foot fence on the right. You'll see my fence on the left, which will be 8 feet because it's behind.
Right.
And it'll either be white shadow box or it'll be brown and gray shadow box.
That's all we need to do. The one we see is existing, and you're not even doing anything with it.
My backyard.
It's
in
your
backyard. It'll be white shadow box. It'll stay the same.
And it's
going to open that section up into your alley, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be a gate.
We have to open it because our landscapers aren't going to start taking care of it.
Yeah.
Unless it's open to our property.
But you could have a get. Right. You're going to take it. I mean, that's the key here. Relocated means you may move it to the real street, so that your property L's up into there. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what you mean by relocate. Or it may be a gate. Isn't that what you said?
Well, I think we wanted a gate.
Yeah.
I mean, a gate is easier for taking your brush and stuff.
So I think what we're saying is that'll be removed. That thing I've been saying you'll see, it goes away. It's going to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether she
now
has to get approval to remove a fence.
No,
taking one down.
It's whatever y'all say, she just wrote that she wishes to relocate.
Yeah.
8 foot fence closing off back alley.
But she's going to probably put a gate in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'll properly do it.
I told you this would happen. Anytime we get fences. See, Belize? Okay. All righty. Does that cover all the possibilities?
Yeah.
No. I think it does.
She'll find another one. She'll get online and look and find another one.
You do like the fence that we just finished, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The front looks big.
No, the side. We finished the brickwork and the ironwork.
Yeah, it's much more appropriate.
Chuck Graham finished the ironwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a... a big improvement and fits in better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's much better than that wood stuff that was falling down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for the presentation on options of fences. And, well,
thank you.
I'm going to ask this couple. They can't believe all of this, I think. So, but any other folks want to comment on this?
Are you objecting?
No, no. No.
Educational.
Okay. All right. Somebody like to try to make a motion on this? And I think if we can...
I'm still not sure what we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can...
I'll make a motion that application 15-019 be approved as submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're saying the white wood fence.
Okay, now, would you allow, now, the 8-foot tall, it's going to be backed up to Cumbie Center, would you allow that to be a brown artificial material but to match the opposite side? Would you allow that?
Well,
that's what she said she might do.
Well, but I think what you were saying was you approve it as written. If she wants to change it, she needs to come back for administrative approval.
Let's just do it the way she wrote it, and then if she does something different, she's got to bring it back.
Well, you can make the motion however you want.
I mean, I would say administrative would be fine with me. Yeah, if the material and color can be approved administratively, then let's do that. Absolutely.
Oh, it's a change. Okay, that's all we're asking.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, so now I've completed my motion.
Otherwise, it has to be put back in the agenda, and she's got to put a sign up, and we got to come back, you know, and get in the door.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Does the gate have to be mentioned in here?
Yeah, I think the gate does.
Gate is part of the motion.
And I think we see, it says
privacy gates to match the design.
Privacy gates are already in there, but I think that we would match the design of the fencing. I think that that's another administrative.
Yeah, the gate. So the material of the fence, the color, and the gate style could be approved administratively if needed.
Okay. Good.
Sure.
Okay.
So when you say as written, do you mean the way Tink wrote it in her handwriting or the way Susan typed it? All right. I want to make sure I understand.
Yeah.
Well, did mine make sense? So do you think it's all a lot different than hers?
I don't think she ever mentioned that all the fences painted white. So there's a change in there.
Okay.
You know, between the two versions. And so I was wanting to know which version we were voting on.
Yeah, it's generally the translation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. We didn't go second.
I'll
second. Ben's going second.
Yeah, as Susan wrote it.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? I don't think we need any, but okay. All in favor of the application as submitted and modified, raise your right hand. All right. Okay. All right. We got a unanimous vote on that.
Oh, nothing.
We sort of owed it to you after locking you out.
Did you catch it?
Yeah, I didn't lock
her out. Yes. This new girlfriend. She is.
We're really happy.
Getting your stuff.
Yeah, it's getting in the process.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, the kid.
Yeah, Lisa. Lisa.
Paul. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
I like Chris.
Oh, yeah.
He's very good. He got caught on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And he's always very particular. Thanks, Josh.
They've done some nice work.
Well, I'm just glad to meet you guys. I'm always like, who are they?
That's why we sat through this. I know two from North Salem, so I love it.
So if you can make something complicated,
I might have to jack it up.